A challenge that you are all facing now is the kind of care that you need to give yourself in a time when all around you, the things you see are distressing. It is natural to want people to be their best, to do their best. It is natural to want people to operate from a place that is not full of fear. And yet, the very nature of the time that you're in now is producing these fear-based responses, these petty, angry responses, and you do not control that. Of course, you always speak what is true. But there is a very difficult thing for women in this time, which is after you have spoken, after you have held for what is true, done what you can on the right path, then you must let go. Because the energy around you is not, it does not go with you. And we have to recognize that unmatching energy without taking it into our own field. A very hard thing to do, of course. But just as when you hear something on your news reporting and you know it is awful, you feel the distance between yourself and what is being reported. You know that it is a bad thing, but you call it what it is. You say, that is a bad thing. And then you return your energy to your own body and to your own walk, because we do not want you to be deprived of what is good for you, because what is going on around you is not good. Now, once again, this is not to say that you need to be happy about it or glad it is going that way. You do not need that. But you need to know where you must move the mess, shall we say, away from you. As though it is a report on the news, it has distance from you, and you see it and know it, do whatever you can to hold for the truth, but then there must be the time when you put it down so that your energy can return to your own life, because it is your own life that you are responsible for. And there is also this thing to remember. We are going to say an odd thing, but you will understand. You can trust in karma. You cannot control how it visits or what it does, but you can trust that the universe works in such a way that whoever is being, shall we say, corrupt or abusive, they are learning ultimately what it cost to be that. And you may never see it, you may see it. But we can tell you this, people walking down that kind of path are always shocked to meet karma on their own path. And there is that thought and that knowledge that is helpful when it is time to say, I have done what I can do here, and I'm returning my energy to myself, and I am turning this situation over to karma to be worked out, however that is going to be worked out. And it is a way that we can continue to be good people and to do good things, but not to be so damaged by interactions with things that are not like us. This is a principle that is sometimes difficult, particularly for women. You are not compatible with every energy, and you were not intended to be. You are not like every choice that other people make, and you never will be. And that is as it should be. Whatever choice they are making about living the life they are living, they will meet karma on the path. But we do not want you to be suffering while that is all being worked out. We want you to be energized. We want your energy to be going back into your life, your thoughts to be moving toward the things that bring you joy. You can lose your identity in a bad situation, and we all have, of course, but it is not what we want to do. Our identity is sacred, and we maintain it by holding our energy, by putting energy out appropriately, and then when that is done, bringing the energy back home so that we are who we really are again, and we are, in a sense, listening to whatever is happening as though you were listening to a report on television. You see it, you know about it, but you do not want to draw close to it. You do not want to bring that energy in close to yourself. So, of course, do the right thing. But then understand that the next right thing is the return of your own energy to your own life. And so it helps to break down one of the old beliefs, and that is that you are responsible for everything, and that you are the one who must make things come out right. That is actually not a true thing. It is true that we give our energy to the best things in the best way, but then we must bring the energy back in to our own lives. We must expand other experiences, have thoughts about other things, have joy about other things. Because indeed, karma will take care of it all. And so we do not want to bring a depressed karma into our own lives. So we want to bring our energy back home, back to us. And we have all been taught that you do not have the right to do that while something bad is going on or something wrong is going on. But the truth of it is, as we are seeing now clearly, there are wrong things going on all of the time. You cannot give up your life. You cannot feel guilty about doing a joyous thing in the middle of a not joyous period. That is actually a symbol of a spiritually developed person. That in the middle of all of this, you are able to pull your energy back in and bring joy to yourself. It is a beautiful understanding of the way spiritual laws were intended to operate. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall all around you and wash away the stresses of the time that you're in. Feel the rain. Give it your tension, your stress, so that it can be washed away from your body and your field. feel an energy that is like a soft fur cape. Feel the mother put it around you, you, her daughter. And in that cape is comfort and healing, loving kindness, power, clarity, all for you. And feel your body rest in that cape. And feel a gentle hood come up around your head. And as you breathe, release what might have been causing you pain. And feel the softness come closer to you. Now feel an energy come up from the earth, an energy that helps you ground and clear, and feel that energy at work in your root, moving away all of the ideas or beliefs that would prevent you from knowing your own ability to create, to be strong, to love and be loved. And feel the energy flow up through your body and into the second center. And let that earth energy cleanse the judgment and shame from the second center and establish the cleansing of anything that comes through your life in this natural, easy way. Feel the cleansing, grounding energy come up and into your solar plexus. And feel that energy moving all of the emotions, the hurt and the pain, anything you might be holding on to. Feel this energy wash it out of your body and keep you firm and in line at the same time. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and wash away anything in the heart that might prevent you from growing, that might keep you from having joy. And feel that earth energy ground you in your own heart, in your own joy. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat and let it wash away the communication that is anything other than respectful and kind and understanding about you and your life. And feel the grounding energy. Hold a straight line of energy up through your throat so that you speak grounded to yourself and to the world around you. Feel the cleansing grounding energy come up into your third eye and wash over the third eye. And feel the third eye open dimensionally as it may never have opened before. So when you look into yourself, you can see truly and deeply who you are. And when you look into the world, you can see without being damaged by what you see and intuit. All that you need to know. And feel the third eye clear and grounded. Feel the washing, grounding energy come up through your body and into the crown. Feel the crown open and open more widely. And let the cleansing energy wash away anything that would prevent you from knowing, loving, and accepting all that is good for you in your life. And feel that earth energy come up and join with the energy of the universe so that you are walking well on the earth and joyfully in your spirit. Feel a golden light come around you and pour into your body to bring up your thoughts, to bring up your communication, to release burden from your shoulders and your back, to fill your heart with love and understanding, to wash through the emotional system, to make you able to feel in the best possible way. To feel the energy flowing into the second center, to continue to keep the purification alive, to move into your arms and your hands, through your trunk, down into your legs and your feet, so that you are once again the golden child you have always been. Let your body hold that and your spirit remember it. Move into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.